Okay, Chris Johnson here with another short module. This one is going to be how to handle yourself in schools. It's a short module, but I think it is critically important because I've seen a lot of presenters do this incorrectly. When I talk about how to handle yourself in schools and talking about how you introduce yourself, some of the things that you want to do in a school, some of the things you don't want to do in a school. First thing, and this is a minor point, I believe in being dressed professionally, but not in costume per se. When I talk about that, like when I walk up to the school, I'm dressed in black slacks, black shoes, and a black shirt. And then if I'm wearing my lab coat for my science show, that's packed away and I put that on during the show. If I'm doing my bully prevention show, then I've got a superhero vest that I wear. I might wear a cool hat, well, like a steampunk style of hat. If I'm doing my reading show, I might wear a Dr. Seuss hat, that kind of thing. But when I go to the school, I want to be looked at as a business person first as much as possible so they take me seriously. So I'm dressed professionally. Again, just black shirt, black slacks, black shoes. And then when I go to the school and I go to the office, you know, I hit the buzzer because you're not going to, you're typically not going to stroll right into a school. There's going to be security protocols and locked doors. So you hit the buzzer, you're looking for a call box. It's just a button on the door, on the main door. You hit that and they're going to say, how can I help you? And you say, you know, you introduce yourself. I'm Chris Johnson here for the assembly programs. And if they know, if the gatekeeper, the folks in the office know about you, that's all you need to gain admittance to the school, and then they'll let you in. You go to the office, bring your driver's license with you. They'll scan it, give you a badge, which is either a badge you wear around your neck, or they'll give you a sticker to put on your clothes, and then you can then look for your contact or ask somebody to be directed to the assembly area, start bringing your stuff in. And this is a little thing, but I think it's important. When I present myself, I say I'm here for the assembly programs. I don't say magic shows. And sometimes they'll say, oh, you're the magician, great. But because I want to be taken seriously as a business person, I always say assembly programs. It's a little thing, but it means a lot to me. Okay. Now, this is a big thing. This is the main reason why I wanted to record this topic, is when you go to schools, make sure that when you use the facilities, if you use the restroom, that you use a faculty restroom. I've lost count of how many times when I get to a school and I ask for a restroom, they direct me to the kids' restroom. No. Never use a restroom where a kid could walk in. All it takes is for one kid, and I'm not saying this would ever happen, but I'm not going to take a chance on it, is for a kid to have a warped sense of humor and walk out of the bathroom and say, oh, I saw the magician's private parts. You know, and next thing you know, your reputation is just absolutely driven into the dirt. So I always use a faculty restroom, and they'll offer to let me use a kid's restroom. I was at a school, I think 6 months ago. They go, oh, you can use the boys' locker room. I'm like, no, I can't. I always use a faculty restroom. And I mention this because, I dress very simply. When I'm doing my assembly programs, I will usually wear a vest. My wife, Libby, made me a bunch of really cool vests to match each one of my shows, except for my science show. My science show, I wear a lab coat. So when I get to a school, other than throwing on a hat or a vest, I'm good to go. But I know there's a lot of assembly presenters out there who arrive, and I've seen this happen, and I disagree with it. They'll arrive in jeans and a t-shirt, and they'll change into their show performing gear after the show is set up. And to me, walking up to a school dressed in a ratty t-shirt and jeans, I think it presents the person is not as professional. And there's also the aspect of where you're going to change your clothes. Now you've got to find a faculty restroom, not only for the restroom itself, for the facilities, if you need to use the restroom after a long drive, but now you've got to change your clothes. So it takes more time. Sometimes it's hard to find the faculty restroom. I mean, because schools are laid out really weird. Like, you may have the gymnasium where you're setting up. It might be the equivalent of a couple of city blocks to walk back to a faculty restroom. I'm not making that up. Schools are laid out really weird a lot of the time. So, and what you don't want to do is you don't want to change your clothes at the assembly performing area. I was at an assembly program of a colleague of mine. We're we're no longer friends and because of what I'm about to tell you. But I don't care because I still think he's wrong. He was at a school assembly, and he had his backdrop set up and everything. And all of a sudden, he lowered his he removed his pants, dropped his pants, and he had on. At the time, I thought it was boxers. I was horrified. And then through the grapevine, mostly my podcast, he heard about it, that I mentioned it. I never mentioned it by name, never gave any descriptions of his person or his any details about him, but, you know, he figured out that it was about him and blew a gasket. And I told him, I said, look, I apologize. I thought it was boxers. I eventually, you know, was able to convince him, look, I was not being nefarious. I was not trying to say that you're doing anything untoward, but it's bad optics. And he goes, it's not boxers. It was he gave it a name. It was like some sort of theatrical undergarment. It was not boxers. He said he insisted it was totally appropriate to wear and remove his pants and change from his jeans into his show performing pants and everything. And I said, okay, I apologize for calling them boxers. I apologize for misrepresenting you on my podcast. But I told him, the optics are really bad. I did not know that they were theatrical undergarments. I'm a performer. The likelihood of a PTA mom, or especially a school principal or a counselor walking in and seeing you remove your pants at that right juncture, the optics are terrible. They're gonna, you know, they may assume the worst. Even if you stop and explain it to them, just seeing somebody dropping their pants in a public area where anybody can walk in is a really bad thing. Is a really bad thing. So if you have to change from your arrival clothes into your show performing clothes for whatever reason, please God, do it in a bathroom with a locked door. I don't care if you've got, you know, circus attire or theatrical undergarments that are appropriate for you to walk around in. It's just when somebody who is not in the entertainment field, they see you removing your pants. Or you're walking around backstage without your pants on, and what looks to the naked eye as boxers, even though if they're not, it's just going to do your. My opinion is it's going to do your reputation irreparable harm. So if you have to change your clothes, for God's sakes, do it in a faculty restroom. If you have to use the bathroom to relieve yourself, for God's sakes, do it in a faculty restroom. If you're like me and you have to use water for some of your tricks, like I'll do a water suspension on my science show, I use a lot of water and I have to fill up that water, I will still use a faculty restroom for that, because I don't even want to be in a bathroom just filling up jugs of water if a kid walks in, because again, the kid says the wrong thing, or you just don't want to take the chances of it. So always conduct yourself professionally. Do not ever allow yourself to be in a position where you're in a restroom or a locker room alone with a child. It's just not good optics. Don't take the chance on it. So that's it for this module. We'll move on to the next one.